Hey Jeff, I would love an answer to the question, when can I recover pain and suffering from an auto accident?
Great question. Florida, many of you have heard that Florida is a no-fault state. And what that means is that your own auto insurance company will pay up to $10,000 of your medical bills and lost wages in the event that you're in an accident, even if the accident wasn't your fault. However, in terms of recovering actual damages for pain and suffering, Florida requires that you have what's called a permanent injury. And what that means is, obviously a fractured bone, torn ligaments, those kinds of things are permanent injuries. If you have to have surgery for something, and if you have some sort of significant scarring as a result of an auto accident, then that is considered permanent and you can recover pain and suffering. You can also recover pain and suffering if you have permanent injury by way of whiplash. Some whiplash injuries, even though you haven't broken a bone or herniated a disc in your spine, some whiplash injuries are so bad that you have permanent injury to your ligaments and your muscles and your tendons that never recover. And if a jury determines that those injuries are permanent, then you are entitled to recover pain and suffering. So basically, the way it works in Florida is, you're entitled to, you get in an accident and you have medical bills, you're entitled to recover for those medical bills. If you miss time from work, you're entitled to recover for your lost wages. And when you have a permanent injury on top of medical bills in the past and medical bills in the future, and lost wages in the past and lost wages into the future, you can also recover for pain and suffering. And the factors that go into that are there are many factors, and that's why it's important that you talk to an experienced personal injury attorney who can give you their advice and their opinions. But the factors that usually go into determining how much pain and suffering you're entitled to when you have a permanent injury are things like the severity of the injury. For example, did you have a bone fracture or a herniated disc that, impinges on your spinal cord? Or do you have something maybe a little more minor, like just a whiplash injury? So the severity of the injury, the scope of the treatment. What type of treatment have you gotten? Have you just gone to a chiropractor and gotten therapy and that's it? So the scope of treatment is important. If it's just therapy, your case is worth a certain value. If you've had therapy plus pain management, like you've had to go to a doctor and get injections or some sort of an ablation on your spine, then those cases are typically worth a little more. And then in the unfortunate event that you have to even go a step further and get surgery, then those cases are typically worth even more. So we look at the severity of the injury, the type of treatment, and we also look at the length of the recovery. Some people will have an accident and within a month they'll have surgery and they'll have a great recovery and really not have any residuals into the future. Those cases are different from cases where somebody has treatment, somebody has surgery, and it doesn't work. And they continue to have trouble, and they continue to have pain, and they're not able to work the way they used to work. They're going to require more future medical treatment. Those cases are obviously worth even more than the other type of case. And so the prognosis, what the doctor says about your future is a very important factor in determining pain and suffering. Are you going to need no more medical treatment for the rest of your life? Or are you going to need significant ongoing medical treatment for the rest of your life? That can make a huge difference, not only in the quality of your life, but also in the value of your damages. So it's very important that you talk with an experienced lawyer who has handled personal injury cases in the past, and they can walk you through your rights and what the likely outcome is, depending upon the extent of your injuries.